President Bush's focus on Iraq this week has senior news analyst Daniel Schorr thinking about one of Iraq's neighbors.
After his speech in Cleveland on Monday, President Bush was asked a question from the audience about his credibility on the Iraq situation. He drifted off instead into a discussion of Iran. "I see a threat in Iran," he said, but then he caught himself, "I'm kind of getting off subject here." Mr. Bush clearly has Iran much in mind as he pursues a two-track policy addressed to Iran as a potential nuclear menace and to Iran as a possible force for stability in Iraq and the entire Middle East. On the nuclear front, things are not going very well. Britain, France, and the United States have been trying to get agreement on a United Nations Security Council statement demanding that Iran stop enriching uranium or face isolation and possible sanctions. The Western delegates have been so far unable to persuade Russia and China to join them. But on the Iraq front, the effort to deal with Iran looks more hopeful. The Bush administration wants Iran to stop shipping arms into Iraq and to cooperate in trying to stave off a sectarian conflict. At his news conference yesterday, the president said that a couple of months ago, he gave Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. ambassador in Baghdad, permission to explain to the Iranians what we didn't like about their involvement in Iraq. And yesterday it was announced in Tehran that the Ayatollah Khamenei had endorsed the idea of direct talks. A meeting will probably be held in Baghdad, and it would be a surprise if the talks were limited to the search for stability in Iraq. I am reminded of the invitation that China extended to the Nixon administration in 1971 to send America's best ping-pong players to China for a contest. A year later, Nixon was in Beijing sipping tea with Mao Zedong. A meeting with a pre-nuclear Iran isn't ping-pong, but in the peacemaking business, you have to start somewhere. This is Daniel Schorr.